We start Ta'arovis. In completing Hilchos Basar V'Cholov, I'd like to recommend the fine work of my colleague Rabbi Eliyahu Farrell called Biur HaShulchan on Basar V'Cholov. It's a good way to learn Basar V'Cholov, and it explains a lot of the details for those that are unfamiliar, and for those that are familiar, it brings Piskei Halacha from Gedolei HaPoskim surrounding the issues of Basar V'Cholov. We begin Ta'aruvos, and that would be Simen Tzadik Ches, Seif Aleph. Iser Shenis Arev Beheter, if you have something that's prohibited that gets mixed up with something that's permitted, Min Bish Eino Mino, one type of foodstuff in a different type of foodstuff, Kegoin, for example, Chelev, fats, shenisar bebasar, they get mixed up in meat. The Shach points out that the Ravan asks that fat and meat are really the same tam. So the Shach explains that the meat here is kochush, is lean, and therefore the tam of the fat of the chelev will be felt in the lean meat. So how do you ascertain whether the tam of the fat is felt in the meat? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yitamenu Oved Kechavim. A non-Jew is able to taste the mixture. Im Oimer, if the non-Jew says, She'ein Bo Tam Chelev, that a taste of fat is not felt, Oy. Or he says sheyesh by tam, that the tam of fat is felt elishu pogum, but it has an off taste. Then the mixture is mutter v'hu, and provided shelo yehe sofa lashbiach, that it's the kind of off taste that the fat has that doesn't reverse itself with time. Because then it's useless that the non-Jew said that it's pogum, because it will turn into shvach and therefore assert itself. That the non-Jew does not know that we are relying on him to permit the mixture. The Mefarshim say that we see from the Ramon Kuf Yud Ches that we don't necessarily believe that the non-Jew is lying, if we know that if he knows that we're relying on him, l'inyan iser v'heter. In other words, that he feels the tam of chela, but he's going to say he doesn't feel it because he wants to trip up the Jew. However, we do feel that he might lie because he wants to do a favor to his neighbor, the Jew, and he wants him to be able to eat the mixture and not have to throw it out. So it. As a goodwill gesture, he will say he does not taste the chelev. V'chein v'im ein sham oivik echavim, and if there is no non-Jew available, l'tayamayt, to taste the mixture, m'sharinim b'samach, we assess the volumes, and we're talking about volume as opposed to weight, the Pesachei Teshuvah points out in Beis. We assess the volume, if there's 60, whether it's 60 of tam or it's 60 of mamish that has become immersed in the mamish of the lean meat. Kivin delekel amekim misharinim besamach, we're able to mevatel the chelev in the basar with a 60-1 ratio. The Shach says in Sif Katan Dalet, it sounds like im ein sham ayvi kachavim l'tayamay. It sounds like even if there is shishim, but there is a ayvi kachavim available, that you still have to use the precaution of giving the ayvi kachavim the chance to taste the chelev in the basar. However, the Gra argues on that, and the Gra says that what it means is that if there's no non-Jew to taste it, you still need 60. And with less than 60, you cannot be matirit, even if there's no non-Jew around. However, we're not going to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to paskin like the Ramah, except this is pertinent for Achenu B'nei Sfarad. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein imumin b'minay. If we're talking about kosher and treif meat of the same type, kiven de leka lemekim atama, since it's impossible to taste the treif meat within the kosher meat because they both have the same taste, misharim b'samach, we judge them by looking at the ratio of 1 and 60. If there's 60 times the amount of kosher meat than the treif meat, we allow the mixture, and if not, not. Even though the poskim point out that midaraisa, we don't paskin like Rashi, and min bimino is batal with a slightly larger piece of kosher than treif. However, midarabanan, where machmir requires shishim. The Shach says the chubra midrabanan is because you might come to be meiko by min b'she'eno mino. But the Rambam says that even with min b'mino, even if there's bittel, the rabbanan required that you obliterate the minoi. Even within the its own min, you have to obliterate the iser, and you do that by a shear of 60 to 1. What comes out from the Shulchan Aruch is that he passes like the Rashba, who says that the main ingredient to be matir, this tarovis, is the fact that you have a non-Jew Messiah Lefi Tumo. This is in opposition to the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos that says the main heter is that you have a Kfela, an expert chef who will not compromise his professionalism by giving the wrong answer to your question of whether there's Tam Chela. The Shach brings the following kasha on his own, but the Taz brings it from the Bedek HaBayis of the Ra'ah, and that is that the Gemara opens in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudalad in Perek HaGoizel that Messiah Lefi Tumo only helps in an Isser D'Rabbanan. The only Isser D'Raisa where Messiah Lefi Tumo helps is if you hear a non-Jew saying that a Jew died, we then allow his wife to remarry. The Gemara explains the reasoning, Mishum iguna hikilu, because of the plight of this woman who will have to remain single for the rest of her life, we take the edus of Messiah Chafituma from a non-Jew to permit her to remarry. It sounds like from the Gemara that any other Issa D'Raisa, we would not believe Messiah Lefi Tumo. Now, here we have Min B'She'eino Mino, and perhaps it's less than Shishim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's definitely less than Shishim. So here we have a suffix of a D'Raisa. Because we Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam ke'ikar d'araisa, that the taste of something, whether it's submerged in the heter or it's the taste is cooked into the heter, needs 60 mid'araisa to nullify it. So perhaps the Rashba argues with Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds like Rashi and the Rambam that tam ke'ikr is midrabanan. Except that the Rashba holds that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, not as a suffix, where we could say that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, and you need shishim, but he also holds, in this case, like Rashi l'kula, that you can rely on Masiach l'fituma. He's not being machmer misafik. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam, he says, in the Torah Habayis HaKotzer, completely, minadin. So how would he be makel in this case of goy misiach vitumo to permit the tam ha'iser that's mixed into the basar? The shach first tries to answer that here we don't know if there's tam per se. It's lo ischazik isura. So when there's not definite iser here, even in a Daraisa, it could be that the non-Jew is believed in Masiach HaFitumo. However, that's a very big dochak. First of all, Misvara. I think what the Shach means is because we're not Mesupik whether there's Isser here. There's definitely Tam in Haroivis. The question is, did it dissipate through Bittel? But more importantly, it's shver from the Gemara, because the Gemara, when it mentions that Masiach HaFitumo is believed by a Shvuya, it didn't have to say Mishum Iguna Ikilu. It could have said, O Shvuya is Lois Chazak Isura. All we know is that she's a captive in a non-Jewish prison. We don't know that she was per se Nivala. So the Shach feels that that's lo yischazik isura, and still we had to come on to the reason of mishum iguna hikilu, and we don't say because it's not yischazik isura. So the Shach brings from the Rivash. I'm sorry, the Shach brings, and the Goyin brings us from the Rivash, that we trust the goy Masiach HaFitumo in the Daraisa in a case where the goy will be found out if he's not telling the truth. And here, if he says there's no tam, the Jew tastes it and he feels tam, he's going to know that the non-Jew is lying. So in such a case, which is called Milsa Davidi Ligluye, we do believe a non-Jew in Masiach HaFitumo even in the Daraisa. We continue with the Ramah. V'ein noyagim achshav lismoich ha'ovei kechovim. We don't rely on an ovei kechovim at all. U'mesharin en hakol b'samach. We judge all taroivises with a mixture of 60. What is the chumra of the Ramah? The Krasi of Plasi from Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says that he means that we're not soymech on what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is a non-Jew Masiach HaFitumo. But if the non-Jew is a kfeila and he's Masiach HaFitumo, which the Rosh says does help, then even the Ramah would be moida that we could be soymech b'zman hazeh on an ovei kechovim. Rabbi Kiveger and the Gra disagree with this. And they say that we're machmer like all the shitas, because there's some rishonim that argue on the Rush, and they say that if the kfeila is Masiach HaFitumo, then he doesn't know that you're relying on his expertise. So there's no more advantage of kfeila than not being a kfeila. He's not being asked for his expertise. He's being asked as a regular mundane person. So therefore, the maila of kfeila would not exist, and that you would either need kfeila without Masiach HaFitumo or Masiach HaFitumo without kfeila. And each of those shitas, Tosis holds that you need kfeila, and therefore Masiach HaFitumo might compromise the kfeila. And the Rashba that we brought says Masiach HaFitumo helps, and you don't need kfeila. So therefore, no shita can be totally satisfied, and therefore we can't rely at all on the Navi Kachavim. And even says, say the Paiskim Behafsa Meruba. The Krasi does give a different Eitza, and he says that since Svaradim rely on the Goy Mesiach HaFitumo, you can have the Sfaradi give the piece of the mixture to a non-Jew. The non-Jew says there's no tam, the Sfaradi can eat it, and if the Sfaradi ascertains and confirms that there is no tam, then the Ashkenazi can eat it. However, the Shach says everyone would agree that a Jew who's not chashed on lying to help out his friend, his teima would help. And therefore, for instance, if a Kohen was asked to judge whether a mixture had truma in it, or a taste of truma in it or not, if he said there's no taste of the truma substance in the mixture of truma and chulin, a Yisrael would be able to eat it. Similarly, if a man takes a vow to abstain from a certain substance, and he wants to know if that substance is felt within a different foodstuff, he can give it to his friend to be toim and to decide whether the foodstuff, the item that he vowed to abstain from, is felt within the mixture. And if it's not felt as ascertained by his Jewish friend, he may then eat the mixture. If you have a liquid being nisbatel and another liquid, mimbisheinu mino, the shear of the liquid is revias, and therefore you need 60 revias. Again, we're going by volume, to mevatel the revias of iser liquid. If you have an item that's solid and it melts, or a fat that becomes liquefied, if it was a kezias of fat, we don't require 60 revias of liquid to mevatel the revias of liquid that was now created from the kezias of solid. We assume that even though the revias is greater than the kezias, but that revias only contains a kezias of tam. However, the Prima Gaudin brings a machlokes if the item that was solid was liquefied before bittel, perhaps midrabanan you would need 60 revias to be mevatel.